on the these Hezbollahs, Indian Adon Acha, some of them still touch upon it. Let's quickly. Seem to be confusing the old Zorua, Abu Yosef. What do they say? What do they really say? Pick up from the Shach Zion, Kufay Dalad Zion. Oh, rather, Shach Vesta, base, Kufay Dalad base. Try to get at that point. You already, I said we come back to this, we already passed it. You show Shach Vesta Tzach Lipkush Mimeno Ona Achas. You know we Shach Chavos Elam Itashvish. Imu Biyom, Polish Men of Biyom. Just that day. Our Mavesed the Sofo, I feel a Vesed the Sofo, Umuto Miyad the Laila Shaliachov, the Genium Bitchiloso, Polish also call Hayom, Umuto Kalalaila Shalafano, the Gen Hadinim Hubalaila, Polish Kalalaila, but you are Shalafano, Lachov, and you call the Vesed Yumopomim over Pamachas. And get the lotion down, what do you mean, Kobo? The Pamachas, no such thing as Kavod B'Pamachas. It's just a idiomatic use of the word, meaning a Vesed you have to worry about. That's called a Kviyas Vesed. Since you always worry about the last Vesed, so they refer to the same Lashon, Kavod Vesed. Gimel Pomim becomes Chazoke, which we have to talk about. Strange Chazoke that we're dealing with here in Nida. I think I mentioned it in passing. It's the rarest Chazoke we have. It's the chazaka asuya lishtanos. That's not what chazaka usually means. All the chazaka you're familiar with is status quo. If it'll be this way, it will be this way. Here you know it won't be this way. Right. So we have a strange kind of chazaka we deal with here. When a woman is bleeding, she's going to bleed to death. She'll never stop bleeding. She has a chazaka, cheskas tumah. When she stops bleeding, she becomes an islandess. She'll never bleed again. Right? That's this uniqueness of the chazoka asuya lishtanos. So we granted chazoka status, even though it's a chazoka that will self-destruct. Right? That will change by itself. That's critical. You'll see in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Aloch HaLamaisa, how you deal with this. According to the Mechaber, there is Halacha of Ona Achas means what? The day she expects to become an Eder. The night she expects to become an Eder. So here's how the Halacha. In a compelling fashion, must elaborate. Why are you worried about it? What are you afraid of? Why can't it be Yavisha? Oh, Yavisha. She sees down, she'll become an Eder. Who she sees down, she's not an Eder. Well, and you know, we have a concern. Since we worry about the also Yisko Pahalos, so we're worried about that we shouldn't bring Pahalos in it too, so we have a whole system worked out. So that we can avoid burning truma that she's working with. So we ask her to please be voted, but not the Baila. We can't guarantee this thing. What do you say? Yes, I can. If she's supposed to receive by day, and I realize there's a variability. And therefore, I'm assuming the variability can be as much as 12 hours. And on a 12-hour variability, I therefore want to cover myself Why? She shouldn't be Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish. I'm sorry. Ro Adam Bishar Tashmish. Machmas or something else. What do you do on a short day? What do you do as the days are coming short now? If you think there's a 12-hour variability, do you allow 12 hours, or certainly it's determined by sunrise, sunset? According to Machaba, it's determined by sunrise, sunset. In other words, if she's supposed to be Rol B'Yom, and she has a Kviyas Veset, which is easiest to understand, a Kviyas Veset that she's Rol B'Yom, means this. That light has physiological effects on the human body, therefore, only when light shines at this time of the month can she become a Nida, therefore, it's only the light time. But others begin to question, is that the Yusha? That's where the Ozuru and the Abyosha come in. Okay. Look at the Shara. Nobody really has explained who made the final decision, but essentially we follow the Chumash over here. You don't follow the Machaber. Kosav Hago Ismaim and Shem of Yosef Kama Ono Gadashach Zion. Yeah, we could pay Dalit Zion. Kama Ono Yom Olaila B'yom Nisan B'tishrei V'chatzi Yom V'chatzi Laila B'yom Tammuz B'teves Ad Kam Rishona. U'beisosev Dofa Dvorov. That's why the Machaber doesn't mention it. V'yachar she'aposkim lo eskiru V'gam lishna d'shas mashma lo kopet Ela ala yom ala laila Lo ala shows. Ramadani Melech Peakamad Nid of Abach Hisigolo, the Divri Ayosev Nechonim Mavor Mishas. On the contrary, it's Ayosev Shita that seems to be more accurate in simple Pshat in the Gemara. The Chaim Matosi Beravan, Simichu Nidches, Kav Yosef, Masher Eskiru Aposim Ein Raya, the Bistam Yom Bistam Laila Mayri. But they know Hanami, the Kukas Tamas with Tavis, Ishachsho shows Manios, Kagavna Matsina become Duft of Rishas. Rishas supposed to know you worry about when I say shows, you shows Manios. What does it mean?
Huh?
Over there, back to Rishas, they don't say no, they don't say Shushan, they say Adal Shalom. No one said no here. In other words, what you have on Kiyashma, you have the old tobacco to go back. And that's the part of the time. Right? Kind of, all right, that's why it's modified, much easier, and similar to the chicken. The problem with the chicken is determined by sunlight and sundown, and the neighbor, don't talk about it. In the hours, we talk about fractions of the day. There's a palate show, a human show, we only saw. I thought since Rosh Hashanah is an advanced Iranian year, it's essentially the most likely to be very looking to the Havan, who's the source of it. As a palate show, what's in the world? Nice table on the Rabban, alongside the shoulder. And the flame of the shoulder, and the flame of the sun. Yeah. And the flame is very nice.
credit for the course. The course is, don't have time, you still love me. The course is, you're supposed to register, check in, etc., etc., whatever it is. The formalities you have to take care of. Okay? I'm supposed to take attendance, type on attendance sheets that I haven't found out. I don't know what the name of the is. But the formality has to be done with the registrar in office. You have to take care of yourself. Stop here, you see, Hashem, the whole Indian comes clear. Look what the Ad Yosef said. Look what the Rabban said. I'm paying base on the Rabban. That's the Rabban. In the Rashi script, that's the Eben Shlem. Who the Rabban? The Rabban, I can tell you. Eben Shlem is, I can't help you on that one. Rabban was from early to show them. He's only from close to the time of the Bali Tosis. They had him down at 1100, 1200. Bali Tosis are over by that. Not Bali Tosis, but certainly from the early to show them. And in this time, so it seems from the Haskomis says in the Sefer, he's looked upon as the Posik Hador. Doubt is bringing some to Mosom. That's your Posik. Hazor living in the soul, so you can choose to say him some of your destiny. The Tama, Ama Rover, Ona, the Tama Ona, Mayokan, O Yom, O Laila. She invested the Yom, which Laila shall upon it. Invested the Laila, which Yom certainly a Laila. That's why the Machaba we call Dalotha. And he puts in yet this man Tupasims in the Tishrei, Shayom Belayla Shovit. Adok Tupas Tammuz, the Teves, Shayom Yom Belayla Shovim, Dev Chatsi Yom Bechatsi Leila Lefnei Adesim. Strange lotion. That seems to confuse people. What he's telling you is very simple. Shows manios. Shows manios, it means, doesn't mean a half a day, half a night. It means that if you're dealing with a short day, a day of only 8.5 hours, then you need to take a little piece of the night and add to it. Not a chatzi. You have to add 4 hours from the night, so she has to live labayla, even though she's go over yom, she has to live labayla for 4 hours at the end of the night, plus 8 hours of the day. If she's go over Laila and it's a short night, right? Yeah. And therefore you have to add the day too. So it's not bounded by day and night, which is the way the text seems to read in some of Gimel in the Sefer Tzvi. That's all it says. The conclusion is the contribution that is ever shown. Talked a little earlier. What the Aleph refers to something else, not here. Bates. He needs color to show in his field. Bates off, which was like also owned a culture on my brother. I love it, I'm using it. Kain Kosav Atur Shukhanor Hibayis and Mithubi Dalit Hibayis. Haino, Andresa Biyom, Beilu Kolosso, Bein Bemsha, Beinu Sol, Sol, Lipa Tosha Yom Kulu, Blobu Bailu Shukhano. Dima Besa Balayla, Osa Laila, Lob Yom Shukhanor. The Gam Ein Nafkinina, Bein Yomi Kamal Zari Tegis, Bein Yomi Kibnissim, Yitushim. Vomon Das Rabbeinu, Tan Vedas Ozeruah, That brings in the Ozeruah. The Tzorach Lifos Chob Dalet Shov. When he said Ona Achas, some of Levesta, he doesn't have that. Mechaba doesn't have that. Mechaba only has Onas Havesa, which is the 12-hour period in which he becomes a Nidra. No. Also says it's a 24-hour period. When he said about Onas Haveset, Ilerim Shat means Ono, which is 12 hours, right? Summer to the Veset. The Veset is the day when she sees 12 hours before. Therefore, so Achlitosh Chavdav shows, Hainu Mubad, Osa Ono, Shebo Haveset, Oth Ono Lepono. Huba Bebei Shosef, and the two, and the Bebei Shosef, and the two bring down the Shite, the Dapa Bebei Shosef Deyazu, Shein Tam Lezibur Osa Ruah. Vehevi Sheogu, also a state of the Medisha, Kosev, Adas Osa Ruah, Shukum Yisera. But that's how he passed into those. He passed like the Osa Ruah. That Ona Achas has some of the best of the best. In Shachsham,
I think I
have
the line
of your
portion
too, or just on the page. Yeah. Do you pass through the mic? Huh? Do you pass through the mic? Right. Yes. Well, we pass through like the Abiyosov, that I haven't seen yet before. Could be some Edu's. Some people pass them like that yesterday, which I thought, shows manios there. Yeah. That's not the cool law.
What?
That it's not the owner's haveset, it's the owner has some of the veset. That the owner's haveset is called veset. I would say, so with those owner achas some of the veset. The Onas HaVesta is 12 Vesta, and the Ona Achas HaSomach LaVesta is the 12 hours before. So that if she's Roa B'Yom, she's Poresh the night before. If she's Roa B'Laila, she's Poresh the day before. This is the way we pass through today. Most
12
hours. Communities pass
through that way. 12 hours. It's not necessarily just the night,
it's
12 hours before,
22. No, 12 hours, not 12 hours before, the night before, or the day before. You see, Av Yosef that comes in with the minimum is 12 hours. In other words, as I began the explanation, some see because of what Chazal had in their mind and from their experience, that day and night are determinants for Veset. And therefore, they have it as a poshet, their women will see only by day. Their women will see only by night. Yeah. Therefore, Ona Achas HaSomach LaVesta is a period of time. If, however, you're dealing with basically not the influence of light, but rather what variability, what margin of error exists in the physiological functions of the body, there's a margin of error. It isn't that tight. And therefore, if you say the margin of error is 12 hours, then you always must have a 12-hour period before the Onas HaVesed, during which you got Surah Labayla. Then the Hafosha has to be a full 12-hour period. So if you see the Yom and the night is only an 8-hour night, then you have to add 4 hours.
That's not the
Yosef.
Okay.
Well, you see in a minute, they want to merge the two. The text is available to us, it doesn't say anything about it.
Well,
the
question is, the Lord says, the start of 6
she
really see it
that
and
the Veset is what?
At night.
The Veset is not. So that night she's a Surah Labayla, of course. So she's a Surah Labayla 12 hours before that night.
But for 8 o'clock in the day, 10 in the morning. It should be 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. Or is it 6 o'clock in the morning plus the extra 2 hours that she'd be forced
to do? No, no, no. Don't come into the picture. The night where she's lower down, that's a baseline, that's zero. Okay.
Beginning of the night.
How much before that time? Don't count in. That's what the Mechaber said. No difference. She's lower between the Salaila, Sofa Laila. That's Onus HaVesek. Now we came from the Osir and said that you have to be Polish. Ona Achas, some of this. How much is Ona Achas? Is Ona Achas a solar unit, or is Ona Achas 12 hours? That's it. Now let's continue in the piece. The Shach Sham Simit Zayin. Hello, the Rabban Bozerua, Lo Kachosu. Hello, Hefer, the Engel. No, that's the top of the page. The top of the page, Gimel. Hello, Hefer, the Engel, Shokavua. Not to come in the Tila Sayom, come with also come in the Sofa, but Kagavna, then Kol Hayom have a Vesek. Therefore, the Ona Achas Somok from the Vesek. What's her Vesek? Her Vesek is the whole day. So that's a starting point. That's a zero. That doesn't get any hours associated with it. That is the Riyaz Dam. The Riyaz Dam is Kol Hayom. Therefore, Oz. That's his own. Wants to read Shach in the Ozeruah different than what is Makubal today. He didn't accept the Shach's. His understanding of the Ozeruah. He doesn't all understand it. What he's trying to do is, you see, not to make him a cloak. That's always a good plow in learning stuff. You can learn stuff two ways. One to make him a cloak, one not to make him a cloak. You can see to take the shot that doesn't make him a cloak. Also, the word comes in now with him a focus, right, on the Vesosa, on the Machado. Today we're learning, it's an Ona Achas, a summer professor. No, not you. Really, she had a Vesek Kavua on the shore. She always sees the 3 o'clock. Which was shocking to the professor says that I would really need to hear that. Then she's fixed on the hour that all she assumes is Onus HaVesek, just that day. So that 12 hour period, from 6 in the morning to 3, right? From 3 in the afternoon until 6, that period of time, she's Sula Baila. 5 o'clock in the morning, which is 5 o'clock at night, and it's just close morning, you can tell us about it. What does it mean? Oh, not some of the best stuff. That's because the woman doesn't see the shows. But she only knows she will see on this day. She'll see on the 30th day. When on the 30th day? It could be morning, it could be afternoon, it could be evening. Later, the whole day is called Vesek. Then you need Oh, not some of the best. Look inside. Hey, the day was shock of war. That's the problem with Kila Siyom from Mansioso, from the Sofo, with the High Governor, called Ayom Havavesta. Was there Sriel in Sok with which Lila Shulapona? I will be Yeshua shock of war. As they saw it with which like Osra Yom below the Lila Shulapona. I'm sure. And he invited whatever the hate stands for, another modest, another humility word, a crucial humility, my weak understanding, right? Then, so he, the Shach Sham Posa Biatmo, the Shach supposed to my relationship, the Shach of who are those who are. In Cain, here, Posa Ravena, so which was on the Kodama Vesa, Harabeinu al Gemara koin, and the Gemara is talking about Veser Kavua Yishor, not Liyum. Yishor Kavua. The Gemara Maya B'Shesh Yishor Yishor Kavua. Gam Sirin Kosh Harabeinu Mash Mechol Gam Nekoma. And likewise, from the Ozeruah, you don't see that he limited to this distinction between whether she has a shova yom that's kavua or the whole yom is kavua. Hold head of Yisrael Shom. I was minded as Tosa B'Shem Av Yosef. The whole Amrinan, the owner who yom alayla, the dafka b'yom in Yisrael the Tishrei. Abo b'yom in Tamas the Tevis, Hatsi yom Hatsi layla, the Haino Yud Day shows. Hevi Yashach, Goron Rabbeinu Shekosav Gamkei Kav Yosef in Burish Kav. And the Greek says that the Duvi Kesef Shom Tehif Yom Tufulu Eich Rachshor Eilich Yadud Yud Vishos. The Rishi choose from Sofer the Kosef Zer Roshet. Vini Roe Sharaban Machmet Treichum Rebuchod Yudhifte. Chumas Av Yosef the Chumas of Rose Ruwa Chatsiyom Bechotsi Laila. The old owner shall upon us. The Nihil to get slightly. Mother Sihili, the Omo Berit, the Rich Tech, the Rokos, the Mepshah, Chatsiyom Bechotsi Laila, which I can offer the Tisha Somo Kodesta. In Cain, there is a summary. Hashvinan kol isho meirega viyoso meis reis Chatsiyom Bechotsi Laila. That was a neat fact. Shekire umtzenu biyo tefoshe vadoshe shor balayla. This is shor kavua, not yom kavua. A shor kavua, she sees at 10 o'clock, right? Then she got suva labayla until 10 p.m. It's wrong kashkir, it's after the day, it doesn't go with the day. It goes with the 12 hours. Okay, Kulam. Vini Amrina Rekel Kirokas, Abamir Mekalin and Damsulin, Yov Lalai Levachat Yov, Levachatim, Shim the Tsubim, Skip down a little bit. In Shrey Hadrovin, Mekoro Echad, Yotso Misteno Shel Arabio, Ur Rabbeinu Haravan Zai. A postkin shehidi divrei ozerua lo v'yirak v'sheim ozerua, right? Because ozadayim lo ha'yinitkos sefer ozerua. Aber nachna zotim v'ha shalom v'seid ozerua on the roim shehidi tein v'sheim ha'raban. So what do you say? The Ramban the ozerua, what do you say the same thing? The ozerua is a grandson of the Ramban. And he quoted the source, you made it. So therefore, don't make it into a two-stage chumrah. That's what the Chassam Sofer meant, that he has a double chumrah. What's a double chumrah? One, you need on achas samach levesta. Two, how do you measure vesta? You measure vesta chatiyom v'chatiyom. All shows money. Hey, I didn't find anyone else who really clarifies it. Everybody has a little bit of trouble. This seems to say exactly what the old man. You can pick up again just what I underlined to you. In pain, in my life, I shall tumble to hate shows. I saw this night, 7-something, I think. So, which was Gam B'Yom Shekodim Alayla, Ad Zayin Shos Nikodim. Zayin Shiyapisho Lefnei Onas Adeset, Yud Ben Shos. Lefein B'Tavis, Adeset Shilohu B'Layla, Ruko. So, Bavada Yitrosh Kol Onas Adeset, Bikor Alayla,
The old mikodem ono shleimo dahayne yudbe shows. Lo daive hayom duvad shul tzer. They know yudbe shows. And the kol halayla vade sof kishu. Same kol hayom b'tamos al shiol mabot. So even though you're dealing with a 16-hour day, that's onus havesed. That's the onus sumuf havesed. You have to add that as onus sumuf havesed. You have it in both ways. The vesed, the onus havesed, meaning the vesed itself, is as long as the day is. What's as long as the day is? Must be 12 hours. And the onus sumuf havesed is as long as the day is, but it must be 12 hours. If, however, it's the day is longer than 12 hours, it's the whole day. But a minimum of 12 hours. Yeah.
In that case, the owner before, let's say a day before, it's 15 hours. You then only have to add 8 hours previously to make it 24.
Then you will have. If you leave the Vesa down as the baseline, you must have before the day of the Vesa, you must have a 12-hour Prisha, right? But it can be longer than 24. Okay. You can go, I hope there's some clarity here. This is, let's say, Aloch Lamaisa. Not everybody passes like Rabbi Yosef today, but everybody passes like those of it. In other words, Ona Achas HaSomach LaVesta, a day night, the idea of also making sure that that period is a 12-hour period, that's Mekubo by everybody. Basically, see the world, but they tell you that I'm Achma like Rabbi Yosef did. Although we don't pass in our way, pick up the Mechaba Dalit, Kepe Dalit. Since we Machma like Ozerua, it sort of makes this moot, and it's a moot point. And Megila Liros Bahonis Achama, Lo Kimlon Shaperi Koidim Honis Achama Lachov, Ein Asur Ela Biyom. Talking to Mechaba, she said that she's Asur only Onas Havesed, just the Vesed itself. Right. Well, what if she sees, so the mother has that in most examples, women with a very rigid cycle. So she knows she always sees at about sunrise. But by the time she's sleeping, she doesn't know exactly whether she had seen an hour before, an hour later. So what do you do? And then she's father and eager. Right. And before she's a suffix. Therefore, since he passes the souls of Rabbanon, take it Rabbanon to cool it. So he doesn't have to worry about the poor, has to worry about only asking.
That's only Mechab and Shitoso. We don't have the Ozerua. If you have the Ozerua, that takes care of that problem anyway. Yasura, because of the Ona Achaz HaShomach HaVeshta. Again, in the deal, Liros Bohonet HaChama, Rokim Lon Shafir, Yikoidim Honet HaChama Yachav, Ein Asura, Ela Biyom. No, it's only Asura Achav, because that's why that, right? That's the whole reason for the Mithrash Hashish. The answer is no.
If you're afraid, the question is afraid of whom? Afraid of the ring, not the boy. Afraid of the boy, not the guy. Okay. I think we discussed Kippei Dalit Zayin already. Right. The Zman Azeh, coming. Medea Vesel Meibu, Zman Azeh, you see many of the Achonim, and the later Achonim, including Hashem Zatzal, and Avenkin Zatzal, give more credence to pregnancy tests than they should. In other words, they seem to accept Hukka Rubwa according to the text we have in Gimel Chadoshim. But as you know, you can know that a woman is Vadai pregnant long before Gimel Chadoshim through a pregnancy test. They're willing to accept that as also Hukka Rubwa. That's one of their sort. Even though it's, I think, not correct halacha. Why? Enough women will be lower down the first month or two that they are badai pregnant. Staining, not shepherd down, but staining there to halachically deny that there is such a chazoka that she's miselekes nidot. What Hukka Rubwa does is change the chazoka. She now moves away from a chazoka that's lower down, but if you're talking about remaining the Yom Vester, not the Tash Vester, that's the chazoka lower down. It says the chazoka was broken by another chazoka. That's the chazoka. The pregnant women don't sit down. I don't think that's a chazoka, that's a hole. Most pregnant women don't sit down, most of the time they don't. But there's a meal, they do sit down. As before, during that time. After 3 months, you have the advantage, not that now it becomes new to the uterus, but women know, that's not the reason. But you have a Kiva Sabesu. Once you have 3 times, when you didn't see on the day you expected, that Sabesu, so that comes up in protein. Once that comes up in protein, you have no problem.
That's the difference between a role and a role. It's only a role.
Depends on the Eni, you see how Chazal evaluated. Chazal came in for their Chobot Chol Shmata. No one ever paid a debt.
Before the times of Rosh, it was 75. Before the Jews were good. I left it at the soil. And the Jews would come. I pulled them up. Because you don't have to pay them until the end of July. Please tell me what I'm doing. I'll send you a test. I don't worry about it. You pay me 29 days, the better you will do, you owe me your money. You will
I will meet some maybe tomorrow, if not the next week.
I'll take a little break and discuss the nature of this Hazakah.
Some go to war and say you have to be separated from the half of some of the rest of them. 24 hours before. I say that as a husband, as you see, you're only on that day. You find pets and things, you go only on one day. Yet you find an earth, and you say, you're afraid mainly to be rolled around with that touch. So you see, you're
that he's going down to Shasta Gupta. Based on knowledge that Hazal has, Yidio is like Eidus, a different category. Okay? Right, many women who are not menikos, megoros, not regular women, plain normal women, right, and she was not bodek, so she wasn't bodek. In other words, the detail is a chumra, it's a good chumra, it's a good chumra. Yesh omrim, shasura atse yivtivdom. Im yesh lo vesed tavua, or she yom la beratu she'ina tavua, nothing knows. Even though it doesn't say anything, the bidiko will not speak to the question. The bidiko has to answer the question, did she become anida on the day of her vesek? And she wasn't bodek until a day after. That doesn't say. It could be the day of the vesek she saw a little dam and she missed it. And chazoka orer bezman obo. Again, only because the source of the Rabbanim. If the source of the Raisa, we wouldn't pass this. It's the Machaber, who holds the source of the Rabbanim, and the Rebbe. Look at the Shach. Chol Gimu. Asher Tivdo, Posa Beisoysen, Mashos HaPoskel, Afil Me'icho Zman Ma'acha Veset. Even she didn't make the Bdika until sometime after the Veset. Kima Shabbat, Ramotza Tahora, Tahora. Bach posal to yesh lahachme ke maskona samotcha. Right? Yeah, the davke be vodka aska me yad lach vester, toch shir vester. Aber lo vodka toch hazman, afkin shiracha ka abot ke asno, mo tse tohle kmei yad achat kasrer, bezman abo, ve lo falores. I mean, in shir vester, that's that. If she wasn't...
So she is, if she's so dumb, the best is if she's no so young. So that 12-hour period, if you go down, the Argyle should pick it up any time during the Vesek. If you made a Bidika, that's Mubarak the Sotis. Did the Vesek, this Oreh Bizman Obo. This you see down at that point. Come down here, are dealing with one of the relatively common conditions here. First month of pregnancy, the example. Okay, if you saw a woman who's pregnant, and she's not. So they didn't talk about the beach. They didn't talk about John Beach Shore. They referred to the meat, meat, and meat, some kind of pad to catch the menstrual flow. Without a menstrual flow, since women on the pill staying very often. They call a doctor on a medical issue. No problem, she's staying a little bit. It's an issue in our office. Yeah. So when this is just said that depending on the pill, 40-60% of women staying when starting the pill stay during the first few months. It could be 90% of the women become legal during the first few months. What they call staining, or we call staining, is two separate things. And here, people come to Chicago, doctor will laugh at a woman who says, I made a deep and found a little spot of blood. Not a medical issue, nothing that requires human intervention, even though it only involves at least a call, so forth. So, at the Morton Pastor, and at the Bach, once the Pastor in our office, is
indeed, if she missed making a bidikah then, the chazokah of Aver, this man of Boa, is so strong that even though she was Lohar Gisha, she didn't see any shefadam, and he made the flow, he wants to be machna. Machna for what? Consider a nida and she has to come 7 days to go to mitzvah. Like you say, we did not. Tash is such a man.
What are we talking about? Again, if the stores were the Raisa, you couldn't get such a lot. It wouldn't make sense. Since the stores are Rabbonot, and it's Shas Vesta, and there's a mitzvah's owner, therefore, I have now a conflict. One's a mitzvah the Raisa, and one's a chashe the Rabbonim. So you forget about the Rabbonim. Therefore, some of Esther comes the Ramonza, a few little bit. Yeah. We're talking now, we just said that she's a suitable little pilot for 24 hours. All components are from China. That's why the case is from America. So it makes the American good. So, there's a mitzvah. She needs to sleep with his wife before he goes to work. That's part of mitzvah's only. You show her she needs to take her survival. People don't understand mitzvah's only in Korea. The Rabbonim and the Jews. How often are you supposed to sleep with your wife? That's a mitzvah of faith. The Rabbanan defining the mitzvah of faith. The mitzvah of owner is now in conflict with the Rabbanan. It says that even though Lohar Gisha, she didn't see any dam, you should make believe to the needle because it's Yom Vesta. Don't want to Machabo Yom Vesta. That's the only object of the Vesta. But all is Havesta, right? Now the Rabbanan took away their hunger because of the Dindo Raisa Lona. Dindo Raisa Lona, for you married folks, applies even when your wife is big and fat and she's in the 9 months of pregnancy. You can't get this on that. It's not a right or privilege, it's an obligation.
She can be
both ways. She can be both ways. If you're motel, I think you're married on the rock. Remember, the Machabah's Vesed is the day of the Vesed. Okay? We are not Mako. we're making on this Omen Achas HaSamach HaVester. Yeah, we make Allah al Raisa, we make look at it, look at it. And the Koma of Hamachma show the folk that are the Dibri Ritzui, Tobol of Rocha. From his buyer, the whole mini kuv of Abba Shorim of Bad Tashmish, holy Bar Mitzvah, and so little Risho, the Shomrim, Adam Rotsa Leila, the day of Risho, needed the people to hold them. Right, so of Lahamti. That's another halakha. It's a lot of myself. If you can go on a trip, you can ask your wife to me. If going on a trip means you'll be away longer than Mitzvah Soma, Onas Tamatochame of Shabbos Ere Shabbos. If you're going to go on a trip for more than a week, right, she can tell you, I don't want you to go. And I'll be aloche, she can go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will stop you from going on a trip. I tell her, on the trip, I'll make a lot of money. I don't have money. As the Lord says, a woman prefers small talk with a husband more than a little extra money. The husband that has the patience, he has to prepare for the future, he needs a lot of money. Women have a more prosaic view of family life, and that family life is more choshev than the idea of making more money.
The talk is cheap. Were cheaper.
Yeah.
Did you say that women's due date by pregnancy was in Halakha 10, if the doctor says that she's due one,
she's
or something like that, you have to separate for an anomaly or something like that before the due date? Because she's going to, if the water's going to break, then she's going to May,
That's accurate than her best of Nidish.
The doctor gave her a due date. I mean, why are you afraid the water breaking or drown? I'm like,
no, she's water breaks
when she's. All right, okay. $2. Much a negeya halacha lemaise. It's the negeya very nicely used in the halachos of chazaka. It's a good deal of what chazaka is. Chazaka is vados. That's the point. Unlike old, so you hear, isha gets a vessel liyom levad. Gieish yasvesta also lavolei atzi yishalena. The main leveset. So if he has no regular veset, he always give them veset beimini, which is lamed yom, which according to the shach is the 31st day. Vim shoa achas, vim shoa sa acha veset shir she tisko v'tiko, yovo aleho vim shoa fu shoa. It costs you money. It costs you money to ask her. How was the mikveh? Was the water warm? Why can't he ask her? All these assumptions you make, but when you can solve all your problems by saying one word to her, right?
But that's Alok is talking about interpersonal relationships. And how you deal with your wife. And what the halacha is, sort of sums up in a nice way the power of chazoke. The chazoke is a birur. So why ask a question when you have the answer already? The chazoke gave you the answer, you said everything is okay. Yeah.
Apparently, I don't really understand what a chazaka is. I thought a chazaka only came into play if it was yevshar levar. No?
But you see here,
this is yevshar levar.
You see, not so.
Right.
When is chazaka? There is, if I'm using language for you, the yeshiva shavotchen, chazaka is a bivul.
It is. So what if you're levar the next day and you find out you were wrong?
And what? What? That's called an onus. They look at the piece of tshuva, says, and what if he slept with her and then he saw Eitz Halov when he wiped himself, he saw that blood, which is means Vadai became the Shas Hashish, right? Ain't sleeping papola. Doesn't need papola. Why? He's an onus. That's all. As long as he followed the rules, he followed what the halacha says, right? Ain't sleeping papola.
Well, when do we say that if it's possible to move on, you should move on? What instances is that apply?
We'll have it over and over again. And this is where I think I differ. Like, I'm sure I'm right. I differ from almost everybody else who passes in Shabbos today. As we see, a woman sees a kesser. Does she have to make a bedikah now? Everybody, right? No, do you should find a kesser? Right? Why? So if you believe that the kesem came because she's sat on a bedrock, right? Then you should, of course, get an exterminator into the hospital. You don't believe that it came from holiness. It came from bed. Did it make a subject in your life? So if you have cervical cancer, right? Obviously, something. Just have cervical cancer, that's why she saw a stain. Or she, maybe she's from the anemia, or maybe she has a uterine something infection, or urinary infection, or something. Yeah, there's a field. From our shed to bar, my body, and make a thing, and you bought my body. It will see almost all the solemn that have been written. A kind of President Bush. Don't ask, don't tell. That doesn't make sense. That seems to go counter to our principle. I love that. Or enunciated by both of you. So the principle, collection of the money, there's a subject. Did it make a subject or not? Here, no subject was created. That's the point. That's the key issue. No, why should be a subject? Suddenly your wife became non-form and she's. After all, it takes two to cohabit, right? So if you're going speaking the bed with her, she's in bed with you too. Right? She also has some interest in avoiding Eastern colors.
Robert, she could be half awake, half. She could be Mr. Amendment, right? She could be like slumber. She just has to be half awake.
She can't be that slumber. So then it's also meaning. Indeed, the issues is also to say to the woman. I point your attention to it. The Bali Nefesh Rabbi, and we'll say so. You should pick it up. They emphasize a little stronger what the miracle act is. Shach mentioned it too. It's also, Shach for the Taz, it's also to have a relation with a sleeping woman. That's called rape. Okay? Where is it? He should have it here. Yeah, look at the Shach Lamed Aleph. Yishena Lagamri, Nei, Deleki, Iso, Nida, Mikom, Alko, Oso, Lovo, Yishena, Kedisa, Benendorim, maybe you are Honim. That's a separate Iso.
not new with Issa neither. I say because it's an act of rape, not an act of bio, which is mitzvah sono, which has kedusha to it, etc., etc. Yeah, just to use a wife, she's fast asleep. She took a sleeping pill, right? And she will not remember what went on. There's an issur. You can't do that. The Ravid has an old different form in by the Ravid. Have a fabulous line that separates us from the animals that make up our amoral society. If a husband forces attention on his wife, Shalom Bishas Nidosa, and she could tell us the Bible, because she really does not want, she's angry at him, doesn't want, so then you should know that he's over on the Isur of sleeping with an Ashes Ish who was not his wife. She's an Ashes Ish because someone gave her Kedusha some years ago. Right? But she's not your wife. So she's not Mavutsa. She has to be your wife. So she's an Ashes Ish. She's not Mavutsa having relations with a man. That's called rape. Not that you're not Russian, but that's what it is. David has that as a Hezbollah in what kind of prelude to marital relations has to be. That's why the Shofar records that on Shabbos, it says, "Ona samachachem on Shabbos, on Shabbos, on Shabbos, don't pick a fight with your wife on Shabbos." It's the wrong time. So then you end up with a problem. You can't sleep with your wife that night. That's why the Kohanim don't do Chana on Shabbos, says, you know, when she does. Why the Kohanim don't do Chana on Shabbos? I mean, why don't they do Chana on Shabbos? Right, by the Chassidim, they don't do Chana on Shabbos. Young people with Shabbos, they didn't do Chana. You wear that name again? Yeah?
No,
Shabbos Yom Tov.
Shabbos Yom Tov.
Yeah. You're not familiar with it? Where do you people grow up? It's just too old in the dormitory here. You think this is the whole world. There's an outside world also. See them on Dukhan Shabbos. Why? Because all this time, the Chacham Yerush Shabbos said on Shabbos. Right? So if they sleep with their wives, right, they will have to go to Yipur. Too much Valkyrie, which doesn't exist as far as they do. Also, they should sleep with a wife, and they won't be called Tamir Chachom. They won't be Tamir Chachom. That's the homework of the give the birchas farnim on Yom Tov Shavuot is
Shabbos. Don't they go to the mikvah in the morning anyway? Don't they go to the mikvah in the morning anyway?
Yeah, but they won't have a shemesh. Yeah. Okay. For birchas farnim, they won't have a shemesh. Anyway, I'm just surprised you're not aware of that. In shuls, most of the months he didn't do Chana on Shabbos on the same kippur. Where people come up to our shul, they wanted to hear Birchas Kohanim.
I did Birchas Kohanim. You're Hasidish? No, I'm saying, you're saying by Hasidim.
Oh, it's not, it's only by Hasidim, you know. Well, I'm also single
with that. They just want to leave it.
No, they did it. I'm a Kohen. I just went on Yom Kippur and Shabbos.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but if you're a Hasid Kohen, you would. Yeah, I should have been on Shabbos. Every Yom Kippur, the Shabbos, and now we don't say the Hasid, that's all. The Bani Shalom. And he also gets on Shabbos.
Because it's She say anyways. This is
why? So that's Trina. That's the Bakosha. So
it's Shabbos. We change the Amida from Bakosha to Om Shlach. Therefore, we don't we leave out the Yerotzim and the Mishaberach and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
General, it's not a problem to say because of the suffix.
I'm sorry?
It's not a problem to say the one in between because of the suffix. People say that I'm not sure because it has to. But you'll say that you shouldn't say the Yerotzim between the.
Accepted the reality that milling your soil didn't mean the various minhagim make it. You have to make sure it goes back far enough and reputable enough origin. As long as it's something nice, I'm sure most of you have a set of milling. I don't know if all the sets contain a little safer sugar samin, some 20 odd sugars, which he wrote to defend himself against a bunch of trumies. Boys went off to a predator in Portugal, came back with all kinds of homeless, and attacked him that he's misleading his community. Poor me, I mean, you know, you also have to run a little bit, right? And they made Aschenbrot to come in. They ran him into the ground and everything. Yeah. I have to use it, the sugar just recently in Shul, the sugar on Toloi, where they came back and said that in Portugal, the women split the lima bean in half and look at it as a worm in each one. And really doesn't require it in his tongue. Therefore, he's feeding his women shorts. And they have a fabulous line there. But it's introduced by Hakdomer. It says, I come from Narbona, and my parents are soldiers. And a poor man, mumish, like hat in hand, has to plead his case against these guys. He says, I didn't. I was not, something cockily. I'm not a witch operator in it. I also grew up in a Jewish home. Right? And I'm there, and my women, if they're not Nevios, the Nos Nevios have. At least for those of you. And if they do it that way, that's the way to do it. A defense of him, which varies among different minhagim. But it's a defense of the deed. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's known with your opinion. I just, in terms of a lot of this line with the bugs in the water, what's your feeling about that?
After we get the Makolis out from the Kessin, we'll talk about that. You're basically just to note, although I in my years I never had such a case. Aveset Haguf, it's intriguing. But Aveset Haguf of Maisel, there are many Aveset Haguf. I mean, there are women who call the shots based upon, they don't have a calendar, and the calendar means nothing. They pull the shot based upon kinesthetic sense, something inside that tells them when they're going to come in. And they are very, very well recognized. Cramping, breast tenderness, severe headache, etc., which are preludes to becoming ill. And that's 100%, that's accurate. They don't have to worry about a calendar, right? Some of them even have the premonition 2 days before they become a leader. So that those 2 days are okay. They will tell us the Bible. This kind of Besser Aguf, this for example, is a different kind of thing. The Besser Aguf is based on an action that the goof takes. The normal Besser Aguf is an announcement the goof makes to you to the woman that she's becoming a neder. Here we have this vesed of kvikan kvitzoch yotzebo. I don't know what it means. Kivan shaveset toli b'maser, right? Emo lo kovtzev lo rosa. Right? Therefore, a woman who has a
vesed determined, she becomes a neder only if she goes to the gym. After a certain period of time in the month, she'll go exercise, right? Then she becomes a neder. You've got to shake it out of her or something. Then he has, the husband doesn't worry about the fact that time has passed. Doesn't mean anything because he has a right to assume she will tell him that she's a neder. And otherwise, he has a right to assume that she's not going to. She's not a neder. Maybe she's kofetzas, you know, she was by the spend of Hanamaisa, right? I will choshesh the bainish lama yom. But on this kind of vesed aguf, that's not the vesed aguf that I said is where the goof is giving symptoms of something. Okay.
Rabbi,
is this
still applicable today?
I'm sorry?
I mean, is this still applicable today?
I don't know. I'm not aware of such cases today. Kupehe deserves some attention there, although. Try and Hashem to go to all the smana we need, but the kufpehe, I think I don't want to spend. It's unusual halacha lamaisa. I just want to sum it up in a few minutes and leave it to you to read it, but go through yourself. Eventually, what it's saying is that there's a concept of a maslo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a woman authority of two agents. Komokom shemina tova lelechad heminu kishnayim. And here it says the sofra lo. See, Mogadashan sofra lo liatzma. Doesn't need a witness. Question of Zikius, etc., etc. She has full authority. She has the authority of two agents. To such an extent that Lamoshal, you have it in the Simon, she says, I had the shayla. I went to the Chochem, and he was matir. And the Chochem says, no, I was not. Obviously, you don't believe her. But if someone else says, no, I was there, and the Chochem was not matir. Not the Chochem speaking, but the Neid Echad speaking. The answer is, it's a Neid Echad compared against two Eidim. You don't listen to Echad, you listen to her. That's what Shnei did. She's Nemuna Kibetzei. Okay? Namela, when she says to her husband, I'm Tmeya, that's a statement of Tweedim Vadan is established. Now she wants to go ahead and break that Vados by saying, no, I only said it because I was angry at you. Okay? There, the Gemara says, yes, that's understanding of interpersonal relations, a husband and wife, such a thing happens. Right. Or she's embarrassed because the house is full of people, and Sheva Boch is in the house, and he has all kinds of relatives sleeping wall to wall on the carpets, and feels that there's a difficult getting into the emotion of intimacy under those circumstances. Afraid that people will maybe hear something when they come her bedroom or something. So she'd rather not have relations that night. But there's a reason for it. She's at a mosque, and then she changes her mind, says, okay, then you believe her. If, however, she does a maisa, then you don't believe her. You know, there's osa divo umavato divo. Osa divo umavato divo. Therefore, if she puts on clothes which are associated with Meini Gusa, which, by the way, I do not understand, because later on we'll learn
in Hil- if you get to it in Hilchus Tfila, in Hilchus Mikra, that there's a special concern Chazal have that no one should know when a woman is a Nida. To such an extent that we may allow her to go Tfila Biyom, which you never do, because she'll Yadvish Voshen herself. Here she has special begodim that she puts on, so everybody knows she's a Nida. Different societies, whatever it means, it means. But to do a maisa, that is a simple qual. Also divo mavato divo. Also divo mavato maisa. And therefore, we don't let her change her mind if she did a maisa. So that's basically what the siman is, what the siman is saying. You should read zuv because the whole sugya is nice sugya. The sugya of amaslo, I just call it. I take it back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Is it only asim zibor mevatel zibor if she gives some plausible excuse?
Of course. That's the irrational reason why. As Shach always says there, and he also knows
does
that.
Does she have to articulate that excuse? Or
yes.
She
yes, I take care of it. I was angry with you. Insulted me. Your mother said something to me. You didn't defend me. Usual reasons for a difficult time when the in-laws are visiting. Yeah.
How does Aleph here in Kufa Hay say that it's usher for a husband to have a relationship with his wife until she says Tavalti? As to what we just said on Yud Aleph and Kufa Dalet. That there's a
chazaka
there that the...
Which one are you referring to? And what kufa?
On kufa dalad, we just read that there's a chazaka that she's tovel.
Right.
That there's not a problem. But here in Aleph, kufa hey, it says that if she has a chazaka of tmeya, it's usher for him to lavoa le'a, ach tamar lo tabalti.
Yeah.
So how does that work with the kufa dalad, where we said that there's a chazaka and he does not need to ask her?
Don't say it.
She's cheskes tmeya. Our kufa dalad is he didn't know whether she became a nida. Here he knows she is a nida.
We were assuming that she had a beset, and that even if she had a beset, and that she had.
Well, because everything went by normal. She had a beset. She went to mikveh, etc.
Right. So she went.
He comes home, and the woman is a nida. Right. No, he doesn't know when she'll get a clean bedikah, when she'll come 7 days. Therefore, he has to assume she's a nida. She has a cheskas tmeya. She's a cheskas tmeya until she tells him otherwise. Or he knows she went to mikveh. These are where they went to mikveh. He has to ask her, did you go to mikveh yet? He can't go creep into bed with her there because she has a cheskas tmeya. There he left her the cheskas tahara, tohola. When he left on the trip, he was tohola. And the time passed where she could be tohola again. If we don't ask. Here you're going against the chazaka.
Okay, let's stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow unless you have some questions on the kufa hey, we'll pick up on kufa vav. I would like, I don't know how our time will work out. It's not part of the requirement of the course. But I would like to be able to get in a little bit into mikveh. And I would like if you people agree to spend a little time on Shimush and Ksomen, but the chances are you won't have it anyplace else. There. So we'll see how we make up on time then.